Electric scooters are all the rage, and in some cities, all the rage is directed at electric scooters. These are those stand-up battery-powered scooters that you rent with mobile apps and find wherever the last rider left them, and that now includes blocking sidewalk cafes and offending sensibilities outside tourist sites in Paris. E-scooters have grown in popularity across Europe since they first landed in Paris a year ago. For more, let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Kara Swisher is editor-at-large at Recode. And actually, Kara, you were just traveling. You are now still traveling in a car, but you were recently, as you put it, zipping past the Arc de Triomphe, zout à l'heure, sailing along the Seine on a scooter.
Yes, I was. It was great. I loved it. You know, a lot of people have problems right now with scooters in Paris, which has seen an enormous rise in them. There's about 20,000 scooters draped all over Paris right now, which is a problem for many of the citizens there, because it's one of the few European cities who's really let a lot of different players in, and there's a ton of them, including the two big U.S. ones, and then many, many from Europe.
This is Lime and...
Bird. Lime and Bird. Mm-hmm. And then they have others, and there was one called Vi. I didn't even know their names. They're just different things. So it's a really interesting scene in Paris, because I've never seen so much chaos and at the same time so much experimentation with different kinds of what's called urban mobility.
Well, as you say, 20,000 scooters in Paris now, estimated to be 50,000 by year's end.
Yeah.
And you've never seen, it's the most out of control scooter scene you've ever seen in a city. However, there's no better way to see the city. So put that together.
Well, yeah, it's a great way to do it. It's just nine or a dozen different purveyors of scooters. So they're all dropping them all over the place to see, you know, how to use them and how people are going to use them. At the same time, you know, Paris is like most cities, is heavily trafficked, and it's really hard to get around, even though the metro is amazing and it's a great way to see it. You want to actually see Paris. And so when you're on a scooter, you're moving more quickly because there's a lot of bike lines. There's a lot of people on sidewalks. There's a lot of sidewalk lanes. So it's a really great way to actually see it and travel, you know, in that last mile, you know, from museum to museum or whatever you do. You can walk, obviously, which I do a lot of, but it was extraordinarily hot in Paris when I was there just a week ago. So that was harder. But on the scooter, it was just lovely just running around, and you could see everything while you were doing it. So it was fun, although I think it probably is bothering a lot of Parisians.
Well, it is. The mayor of Paris recently called this whole craze anarchic. The mayor of the 13th arrondissement started, you know, publishing pictures of police removing these scooters when they're left, you know, haphazardly blocking a sidewalk or, you know, next to some, you know, beautiful ancient tourist site. They're angry.
No, they can do that. It's just how they park them, and they have to park them correctly. And I think a lot of people are just getting used to it and not putting them in the right places, and there's just so many of them compared to most cities. You know, I've ridden scooters in Washington, D.C., in Austin, in San Francisco, and it's just the whole question of what to do with sidewalks is really hard. And then, of course, people dying on them because most people don't wear helmets. Mm-hmm. And what do you do about that? And there's all kinds of issues, public safety issues. It has get sorted out, because this idea of urban mobility, cars in cities, as I've written many times, cannot continue the way they are. The traffic, the way to get around, it's a waste of energy. It creates a really bad urban environment. So people can't just walk, and obviously public transportation can't move fast enough to deal with all the people. And so there's got to be all these sort of innovative ways for people to get around. And this is one of them. And once they sort it out, it's a really wonderful way if they sort out the safety issues, the public, you know, access issues, and maybe putting in lanes where these vehicles can ride, including bicycles. I was in Amsterdam, and there's no scooters there, but there's tons of bicycles. So it's just a really interesting challenge for cities as they're coping with, the future.
Yeah. And by the way, you also went to London. Nice trip. Mm-hmm. Stricter laws, regulations that banned all sorts of things on sidewalks. It's
carriages.
Carriages.
Motorized carriages. Yeah. They've got an old law in place where scooters aren't allowed. And the city has, there's one area in the Queen Elizabeth, I think, Olympic Park, where they're testing scooters, Bird scooters, but they're not allowed to have them on the streets there. Yeah. And so we'll see what happens, because every city, every municipality, just the way they've dealt with Uber or Airbnb, are talking to these scooter companies, which are incredibly well-funded, you know, and so they have money for lobbying and things like that. So that probably will change in London, and then I'll be, you know, scooting around the London Bridge. So we'll see. They haven't come to New York City yet. Again, just like London, they're banned right now in Manhattan, but now I think they just signed a thing where they're going to be allowed in the boroughs.
Oh, I don't know about New York City and scooters. I'm not sure about
that. Oh, it's going to be in Brooklyn very soon. Brooklyn's definitely getting scooters. It's a question of Manhattan. They'll get them.
Something to think about before you travel this summer, if you're lucky enough to do that. Kara Swisher, still traveling, editor-at-large at Recode. Kara, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And Jeremy, you have done much reporting and deep research on this. What do you think?
Scooters? Well, yeah, we've talked about it in a lot of cities like Nashville, which wants to get rid of them. But also, I did ride a scooter recently across Washington, D.C. And one of the things I realized is that it's very bumpy because the wheels are really small. They're much smaller than a bike wheel. So you go over a tiny little pothole and it's not very pleasant.
Here's what I know. Electric scooter, Robin equals emergency room. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.